Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to our podcast. And the third sentence I have for you today is again on the familiar topic now of Brexit, but it's more from a personal interest point of view of an individual rather than from a political point of view. So I'll read the sentence for you and then we'll look at the words and aspects and I'll explain them to you. Okay, so Lily Bentley, a French citizen from Bristol, said that despite living in the UK for 16 years and working for the same employer for 15 years and being married to a UK citizen with two British children, her application lacked enough evidence to be instantly approved. Okay, so quite a long sentence there. So let me read it a second time, a little bit more slowly. Lily Bentley, a French citizen from Bristol, said that despite living in the UK for 16 years and working for the same employer for 15 years and being married to a UK citizen with two British children, her application lacked enough evidence to be instantly approved. Okay, so long sentence. So what is she talking about? Well, she's talking about the Brexit issue. She's also talking about the fact that she is a French citizen living in the UK, and she's worried about the fact that she might have to register, or if she's applying for some permanent status in accordance with the Brexit rules, she appears not to qualify because she just doesn't qualify according to whatever those rules happen to be. And of course, there's a lot of confusion at the moment as to who will and who won't qualify for these permanent residence status. But it's something that has to be ironed out, meaning it has to be agreed between all the member states. So let's look at the individual parts. So Lily Bentley, obviously Lily is a French name, but Bentley is a UK name. So that's obviously her married name. A French citizen from Bristol, so it's telling us where she's living at the moment. She's not originally from Bristol, she's from Bristol in the UK, that's where she's living. She said, so it's reported speech, said, and it's followed by the relative clause that despite living, so this is a nice word, despite living, she could have said although living, yeah, or even though living, but despite living in the UK for 16 years. So we're talking about continuous, so we're using the continuous format, living, despite living in the UK for 16 years, and again, continuous working for the same employer for 15 years, so continuous tenses, and again, being, B-E-I-N-G, being married to a UK citizen with two British children, her application, so her request, her application for this permanent status, her application lacked means didn't have enough, so lacked enough evidence. So the British government had told her that she needed to produce more evidence to prove that she had been living there for 15, 16 years and why she should qualify for this very special permanent status tag or application. So her application lacked enough evidence. So there was some, but it needed more. So it lacked enough evidence. And then we just have the bare format of the verb to be instantly. So this is an adverb. Instantly means immediately, instantly approved. Okay. So again, Lily Bentley, a French citizen from Bristol, said that despite living in the UK for 16 years and working for the same employer for 15 years and being married to a UK citizen with two British children, her application lacked enough evidence to be instantly approved. So she's one unhappy person, and like many foreign people living right throughout the 28 member states, there's an amount of uncertainty as to who will and who won't have to move or register or apply for some form of status. Okay, so that's that particular sentence. I hope you enjoyed it. A little bit political, just on the angle that we've used in the last few weeks. As always, if you want to contact me, please do so. www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And yeah, look at that site and see the link to the Easy Peasy English Club. Really doing well. Lots of people joining. Great amount of information on it. Lovely lessons. They are getting better and better each week. So make sure you join. It's a really good value. And join me again next week. And thanks for listening this week.